Susan, cud, please. Thank you. Nah, that was funny as shit. How do you say champion in Portuguese? Oh, Bembiche. You're a liar, dude. You know, that's not a thing. He thought I believe that bullshit. I thought for a second, I was like, oh, he right. He right. This is weird, yo. Like, it's mushing the hat. It's really not. Let me see. Ugh. Ugh. Push. $1 million kush. There's no such thing. It's mad regular. What's going on, y'all? Nah, dead ass. I saw Charles Oliveira at Walmart, and I was like, how do you say champion in Portuguese? Nobody could tell me. Let's get into the show. We got some topics. We got some things to talk about. Let's not waste no time. It's very, very late. I don't know why it's so late. I can't say I don't know why it's so late. I know why it's so late. Things happen, and this is the new late, late, late show. But anyway, here we are. And we'll talk about it in a second. And it's not that I'm not quitting. It's not even nothing like that. I'm just my mental health. I've had to dial back.
Oh, God.
Promise I'm okay. Yeah. Getting better. It's a daily.
Okay.
It's daily progress. Can't okay. Say struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I hit it on a low.
It's like not yeah. Working.
She keeps me on a low.
Do-rag.
Yeah.
Why didn't I do a do-rag?
Yeah, and when I hit it, she go. I got this old head that still rock Manolo. And she work at the bank, she keep the money close. Shorty popping off an ATL.
Like, she gotta just nod your head.
Talk about his money, but it's suit her well. I think her name is Tony. She was fine as hell.
You know,
she the Marco. You know I had to eat the pussy, that's just common courtesy. And off the MIA, where
that's
they
not
all
how you say
Bobby,
champion.
Puerto
not
Rican
even close.
Stop
it's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Lavo. Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo show live from Las Vegas. And this is episode 454. And I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. Just call me Kasabian. Just keep it simple. Let's not make it too hard. You know, it's been a week. And honestly, would it came on Wednesday, pause. But just wasn't in the cards. I'm really trying to figure out the Wednesday show to make it better. But it seems like the Wednesday show might turn into a Saturday show. And that way I can provide a better show with more, at least put more time into it. Just being honest, I feel like my Wednesday shows have been real shit. The topics aren't very well thought out or executed. And I don't really get enough time to, like, research the things that I would rather bring. You know, just, like, the fun shit that I like to look for and, like, the topics that really make me get excited to come in here and talk to y'all. But I'm working on that, so we're going to try Saturday. We'll see how Saturday goes this week. We have a bunch of topics. I have some crazy story about a guy that used his dead mother of 30 years to rob money from Medicare. Definitely talk about that and all these other topics. But for today's show, we'll get into what ChatGPT wrote for us. But for sure, we got some toppy topics. I'm sorry. I'll never say toppy topics again. I don't even know why I did that. I want to try something different. Toppy topics. Fucking chatty patty topics. We got topics.
Oh, God.
Let's see what ChatGPT wrote us.
Okay.
I think we're only on YouTube and Kick. We're not even on Twitch. Maybe next week. I
do
know.
It on my lonely.
I doubt
you
it.
On top, it get lonely.
What's the point? All right. Let's see what ChatGPT wrote. And I'm pretty sure. Nah, it's never been good. It's always random shit. Welcome to Kasabian Lavo's show where we bring you the latest highlights and intriguing stories from the entertainment world. In today's episode, we'll be recapping the hilarious moments from Tom Segura's latest stand-up. We'll also dive into Kevin Hart's recent stand-up and explore the mind-blowing performances from Drake with his fucking hologram. I quit. It was it. After I saw that, mental health my ass. I went into a complete meltdown. I'm not going to lie. We'll talk about it. But that's not all. We'll also dive into the controversial question. Is Jake Paul right? Is the heavyweight boxing division in shambles? He's not wrong. We'll dive into that as well. And witness the clash between John Jones and Izzy. How awesome was that? Just to see them two around each other. Johnny's a big boy today. That's a big, big boy. I don't know if Izzy wants that smoke. Izzy looks like he would want the smoke. I just don't think it's good for Izzy to do that. no. It'd be fun to watch. It'd be fun to watch. Unexpectedly, plus, we unravel the mystery of the new Sphere here in Las Vegas. Everybody's seen pictures on the internet. We'll talk about it. It's super dope. As well as Blueface and his shenanigans. And in the shocking turn of events, Britney Spears got slapped in her shithole for reaching over and touching a basketball player's hands. He did. The security guard was like, no, bitch. Her security guard was like, hey, she's Britney Spears. He's like, I don't know the fuck that is. Get out of my face. Nelly has sold his catalog or portions of his catalog for fucking $50 million. Shout out to Nelly. Nelly's my wife's favorite rapper. That was like her crush. So good for him for making all this money. Fuck him. Not a shout out to Nelly. You got to understand my affinity for Nelly, and we'll talk about it. But the things that he accomplished have not been accomplished since then. And there's only a handful of artists that were able to accomplish what Nelly, Eminem, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, like these few people sold physical copies. It's not what it is today. And finally, we'll put the rumors to rest and clarify that Luther Vandross is not Master P. What the fuck is going on Google? Stay tuned as we unravel this exciting thread of entertainment. You see how they did that? And also, we'll talk about Thread from Meta, how they copy and pasted Twitter. And we'll bring you all this and more on the latest episode of the Kasabian Lavo Show. And it starts now. Sounds pretty good, right? All right. Let's get into some recaps. I need like a recap song. This is a recap song. We don't have a recap song. You know why I need a recap song? Because when I watch TV, I get to talk about these. Oh shit! Damn, that's how he feels. Look at him. I don't even know. I thought nobody was even around, but he here. That's how I know he real. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you're here. I couldn't see it. Doesn't show the count. Let me tell you something. Shout out to Loner, because Loner checked on me, and I've been laying low. I ain't been talking to nobody about nothing. I've just been trying to get my head right. But he checked on me, and I said thank you. Don't fucking act like I ain't answer your message. I did. I answered, but I just been just trying to figure it out. And you weren't here. I announced we're changing the Wednesday show to Saturday so that I could provide a better show. I think the quality of the Wednesday show is not worth me continuing to do it on Wednesday. So I'm going to move it over to Saturday to give you a better show. I want to provide you better quality. And I think you deserve it. And I definitely don't like coming on this late. Unfortunately, I had to remove the time that we start because shit doesn't let me get here on time, even though the studio is now in my house. And I'm sorry, but I'm here. Let's get into these topics. Let's get into what we got. Sit back, enjoy. Smoke you some Mary Jane. Do your thing. We'll play some. Let's get some tunes going here. Nah, I don't got any good music for my recaps. Definitely been trying to watch TV to, like, bring commentary on TV. So, one of the shows that we started watching was Love and Death. White people have this cheat obsession thing and this whole cuckold thing that I'll never understand. Great idea, I guess. I want to see somebody write that shit today. Write that shit today. Make that look like something that happened today. Do that. It's easy to cheat in the fucking 70s. Real easy. Write that motherfucker today. Let's really get some shit going. Hold the argument, you motherfucker, start. Okay. Oh yeah, ghetto, bro, I'm from the Bronx. What? You think somebody throwing a phone gonna scare me? I seen noodles all over the floor. What? Fuck out of here. Yeah, Love and Death. Interesting. I get it. I just want to see better writing. The story was already done once. I really do like the Olsen actor. She's very, very good. But I don't believe the dude. It's not sellable. And I think that's my issue with, like, the Seth Rogen show and his chick that he's stealing from her husband. Like, they're not mesh. There's no compatibility there. It just doesn't feel compatible. So it's awkward to me. It's hard to watch. And I just don't like the idea of how they're playing it. I don't know. I'm trying. It bothers me because I don't think it's well written. I just don't think it's realistic. Like, they're good at doing funny shit. When it's not funny, it's just cringe to me. And then, you know, you start looking and you want to find something interesting that's not necessarily too serious. And you want to take it light. So you watch car races and those are fun for a little bit because then you start buying shit for your car. $3,000 later, all of a sudden you have a supercharger and some shit on the way and some motor mounts and a couple of springs. Anyway, don't watch race car TV shows because they'll make you want to buy shit for your car. Did that. Then 4th of July came. So no more TV. We're outside. Family's in town. My aunt comes in town from South Carolina with my little baby cousin. Super excited. 4th of July is like my Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. I hate traveling for the holiday. I like to be stationary on the 4th of July. Last year we traveled doing something new. This year we traveled, went back to the old neighborhood, hung out with everybody. It was a really good time seeing everybody, you know what I mean, from the block. We've aged remarkably well. And I ain't gonna lie, bro. I love when I hear, oh, you look great. And I go, thank you. Because I don't feel like I look great, but I appreciate the compliments. And hard work pays off. It's fun to have these conversations with my friends now. It's interesting to see what their mindset is. The conversations that I was having 10 years ago, they're having today. And now let's do some business. You know, I was always like, yo, we should do this and open that and open this. And they wouldn't hear me. I had to go find other people to do things with. And I'm finally in the position where I can throw ideas out there and they understand how they make money and they want to put money into it to make it and build it together. Now, that brought me to another observation. And I realized that rappers are very poor. We don't make money like we think we do. And I'm going to tell you why. Have you seen a streamer house? Do you know what a streamer house is? I'll tell you. It's a house where every fucking body's making millions of dollars streaming. Talk about the craziest put on. Have you not seen how streamers move? There's no such thing as broke around a streamer. None of their friends are struggling. You ever see a rapper? He's the only one doing good. Everybody around him is suffering. These streamers make so much fucking money every month that they're able to put on everybody. Everybody's put on. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. I've never seen 24, 25 millionaires because of one person. One person creates 25 to 30 millionaires and they're all his homies. Everybody's good. Nobody's struggling. Nobody's hurting for money. You don't even have to be, oh, that's a hair. Scary. You don't even have to be uber famous. You just have to be the homie and hold them down and they make you a millionaire. Rappers ain't doing that shit. Rappers could barely even fucking make enough to live good. These streamers live good, keep living good, and put all they fucking people on, and they people live extra good. It's amazing to watch how streamers have been able to make wealth and put everybody on as opposed to how we did it. And I'm upset because I wish I would have fucking learned how to do it. Teach me, streamers. Put me on. I'm trying to learn this shit. Amp, y'all put me on. I'm going to stay here in Vegas, but put me on. I'll blow some shit up. Fireworks. I love fireworks. But yeah, I saw that, and I could not grasp the concept of seeing so many rich people off of one person and that person not feel like he was being used or almost like the person had no issue at all knowing that they're putting their friends on. Like they're excited to put their friends on and they have so much fucking money that it doesn't even bother them or faze them. It's amazing. Fucking amazing. After the 4th of July and all the great funness of it all, I got to experience this stuff called PTO. Remember, I'm in corporate now. PTO, never had PTO. You don't get PTO as a fucking rapper. You don't get VTO as a rapper. So I took PTO. It's pretty cool. You don't get PTO when you own the company. I hope you know that. You just pay yourself or you don't. The first 4 years of owning my shit, I didn't pay myself. I just played Xbox in the morning. And guess what? Nobody buys furniture in the morning. So for a person like me that wakes up at 3 a.m., it was a real terrible idea to open a furniture store. All I did was develop a golf habit and a video game habit. And here we are today. life. After watching Drake and his hologram, I pretty much forgot about everything that happened with my family this weekend. And I was just went into a complete fucking spin hole of depression. And just looked at myself in the mirror and said, why haven't you written any music, you fucking loser? And then I just talked a lot of shit to myself and I told myself that my music wasn't worth even fucking putting out or even putting any effort into because Drake had a fucking hologram hand him a book and he sat there and he rapped to it. And then I found out it was just a little boy. Drake would put a little boy on stage and then make it look like a hologram. But anyway, that shit fucked me up. It really hurt my feelings, and I really don't even think I'll ever release music anymore. This motherfucker has changed the game once again. Shout out to Drake. That shit's amazing. The boy is deboying once again. And it's spectacular to watch. It really is. So, in Las Vegas news, the Sphere has finally opened. They opened that on the 4th of July, and it was pretty spectacular to see. I was able to go take my son past it because he wanted to see the big ball, the big eye. But we didn't catch it when it was the eye. We just got to see it when it was a bunch of basketballs bouncing around, which is pretty cool. Then it was a big-ass summer league basketball. Dope as shit. If you haven't heard of the MSG Sphere, it is the Madison Square Garden Sphere. It's amazing. The outside has millions of hockey puck-sized LED lights that are able to project these high-definition images on the outside, as well as the inside has one of the most high-definition screens you've ever seen, and the whole thing is a submersible theater so that you feel, smell, and enjoy every aspect of whatever you're watching. For example, there's temperature changes, there's moving in the seats, there's like haptic feedback in your seats that you can feel. For example, they show this rocket ship taking off. They blow smoke from the wall to make it seem like the rocket is really in the room. You can feel the heat coming off of it. Your seat will rattle. Not one seat has bad speakers. Each seat will get a full submersive feel. It was built perfectly to make sure that everybody in there gets that amazing submersive. And not only submersive, like it's a full-on 4D experience. And I'm saying this because I want tickets for me and my family, MSG Sphere, and them shits are expensive. I'll talk about the Sphere every episode and tell everybody about how great it is if y'all give me some tickets for me and my kids and my old lady to go watch. I don't know, whatever y'all got going on in there, whatever's family-friendly will be fine with me. Fine with me. Make sure y'all go check that out. Now, let's get to sports. I think Jake Paul has a point, and you got to hear me out. The heavyweight division's full of a bunch of pussies, and I'm going to say it. They don't fight. Whoever's running these promotion companies are full of shit. Boxing takes too fucking long. Tyson Fury's getting too old. Anthony Joshua sucks. He ain't even that fucking good. What are we waiting for? We know Anthony Joshua ain't shit. Anthony Joshua should be fighting 2 to 3 fights a year. He ain't shit. Tyson Fury needs to have a fight sooner. He ain't gonna be shit. That other dude with the mustache that like from the video game that fought Tyson Fury and all them other dudes, he need to get to fighting again too. Andy Ruiz has lost so much weight that he looks like a welterweight, but he's still fat as shit. Get his ass in there fighting too. Andy Ruiz should be fighting Tyson Fury. He should be fighting Wilder. He should be fighting AJ. Everybody. They all should be fighting. The simple fact that the heavyweight division has all these fighters just sitting around because they think they're too pretty to fight is fucking wasteful. It's the reason why boxing is dead. We wait too long for this shit. I love the fact that the Shakur fight's happening because that shows you right there they're finally understanding. Nobody gives a fuck about your zero, and nobody's going to wait. If boxing doesn't start putting these fighters to fight at least 2 to 3 times a year consistently, you're losing us, man. This shit is boring. The UFC is going to come right now and have a huge overhaul. They're looking for new stars. The UFC needs their next 5 to 10 year stars. Cowboy Cerrone just hit fucking Hall of Fame. McGregor's worth $500 million. He's not going to keep fighting. It's going to be really hard to get him in there and fight Chandler. Nobody gives a fuck. He doesn't care. It's going to be a draw because it's him, but nobody gives. The best thing that McGregor could do would be put on exhibitions like Floyd Mayweather and do that. Maybe even the Floyd Mayweather rematch will be dope to see some money. But the UFC right now is looking to fill that position of who's the next McGregor, who's the next Nate Diaz, who's the next Gamebred. All these guys, their time is up. Now we see who's coming up. And there's a couple of contenders, but I'm not giving that to nobody yet. They got to earn their spot. You know, the new kings, you still got Izzy out there. You know, it's crazy because I was thinking to myself today, what is going on in that division right now? Because there's been so much shuffling in the welterweight and the lightweight division that, you know, we got some room right there for some play. So let's see what happens in the UFC in the next couple years. But boxing looks like shit. Andy should be fighting. Tyson Fury wants to fight. Wilder wants to fight. AJ wants to fight. I see two fights right there. And then Chris Crossman fight again. What the fuck are we talking about? Let's go. Let's go. Get these fights going. And the fact that Jake Paul keeps on making the points is what really blows me away. It really blows me away. John Jones ran into Izzy. Now, John Jones' new size seems fucking twice as big as probably what he once was for some reason. Because standing next to Izzy, I think he was built more like Izzy when he first came into the UFC. And now, you know, being a heavyweight, he really looks like a heavyweight. I think it'd be nice to watch them maybe spar but not fight. It was kind of interesting to see them next to each other, but Izzy is Izzy, and he's a motherfucker, I'll tell you that shit. But it was good to see. Jones is, Jones ain't to play with, man. It's a different type of dude. Different type of dude. The video of Blueface asking his son if he was gay because the girls were dancing and he'd rather have snacks. You an asshole. And the fucked up thing is your stupid ass Airbnb where they got you doing house arrest is in my neighborhood. That's what's really irritating. I feel like walking over to the house and go knocking on their fucking door. You know how irritating it is to know that because you live in a good neighborhood that's quiet, that they can get an Airbnb and do their house arrest bullshit in it. And the only reason I know it's over here is because I'm not even talking about it. Anyway, that's whack. That shit is whack. And whack should check you because that was whack. For real. Britney Spears was walking through a casino and saw a basketball player. I don't know who he is, some young guy. She tried to touch him. She was like, oh my God, can I take a picture? And his security guard slapped her in the fucking face. Just wabada, right in her face. And her security guard's like, hey, she's Britney Spears, don't do that. That shit was wild. Funniest thing I've seen in quite some time, but definitely not an okay thing. Today's show is called Mental Maturity. Why? Because of Adam 22, the Cut King. I'm not even sure if it's the Cut King anymore. I don't know what's going on. That shit looks terrifying, and content over everything is not for me. Let me tell you how I know this shit is crazy. The guy that fucked his wife, Adam said, would you do it? And that guy goes, hell nah, I'd never let no dude fuck my wife. And that dude has got a giant hog on him. And he said he wouldn't let his girl get fucked by no other dude. Mental maturity. Speaking of sledgehammer, Tom Segura has probably the funniest stand-up I've seen in some years. It's the funniest shit ever. As a matter of fact, after watching Kevin Hart's shit show, I almost had to go back and watch Tom Segura's because Kevin's was so shitty. It wasn't good. Kevin Hart's stand-up was crude. It sounded like he was drunk. A lot of random cussing. Or whatever the fuck he said. It just wasn't good. Tom Segura, dog. That whole shit about keeping his ass hairy for his dad and because his dad passed away and him like, that's for you, Pops. That was dope. Him and his mom doing edibles and the fact that if you've ever seen Tom Segura's mom, she's fucking hilarious. Tom Segura is amazing. And I'm not shitting on Kevin Hart. I just think at the level that Kevin Hart is, that is not what you put out. I'm not impressed. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. The crowd didn't seem like they were having that great of a time. It just seemed like he was drunk, just talking shit. And I want to say that was filmed during New Year's. I remember that was at World Resorts when they were doing the taping. And I think it was either New Year's or the day before New Year's. It's kind of shitty that you did a New Year's show shit-faced. And like half, I don't know. There was like three solid setups, but that shit was mids. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't good to me. Tell me how you felt about it in the comments. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it anymore. I really don't. Excuse me. I have hiccups. Let's get into these stories. First one's out of Vibe. Nelly has sold off half of his catalog for $50 million, according to TMZ. The St. Louis native snagged the bag after securing a deal that sees the rapper's dealings of 8 studio albums, including, 8 albums. Many of his early August hits. What do you mean August? I don't even know what that means. Anyway, the legendary artist conduced business with the Harborview Equity Partners, with the company securing rights to the Hot in Here, really, Dilemma, featuring Kelly Rowland, and Ride With Me. Those are just to name a few. So they don't keep all of his music. They keep a majority of his music for $50 million. Man, congratulations. Nelly comes from the time period of having to sell hard copies. When Nelly sold 1 million copies, that was physical copies. 1 million people went to the store, my wife included, to buy Nelly's first album. I think I had it too, bootleg. I bootleg all my shit, yo. So don't think I went to the store for D12 and Eminem. If you weren't D12 or Eminem and 50 Cent, I was bootlegging that shit. When I first met Who Kid, I was dying laughing because I had the bootleg version of damn, I might have that motherfucker somewhere. I had a bootleg version of his mixtape at the time that I was listening to because I didn't want to pay for the shit. This is dope, though. The fact that Nelly and a lot of artists have been... You know what? NLE Chopper says some stupid shit that his catalog is worth $1 billion. No, it ain't. And if your catalog was worth any money, I would get rid of it and make some money. I wrote a lot of music. I fucked up. I need to go write some more shit and sell a catalog. But NLE, your shit ain't worth $1 billion. Cut that shit out. Were you on Google this weekend or this week? I was laughing, and I think for whatever reason, it's always the same person that finds the problem out. Stories out of the Los Angeles Times. It says, oh no, Google. Luther Vandross was Master P, and social media is not letting this one slide. Questlove, I swear, Quest found some shit not that long ago that he fucking pulled up on Google too. Questlove noticed the flubber on Wednesday night and shared a screenshot of his Google search to Instagram. The description read, Luther Ron Zion. I don't even want to say that wrong because everybody's going to chop me up. I'm going to say Luther Vandross Jr. was an American singer-songwriter and a record producer known for his sweet and soulful vocals. Vandross has sold over 40 million records worldwide, but the photo depicted was not that of the eight-time Grammy winner. It was, make him say, rapper Master P, a.k.a. Percy Miller. Now, when I Googled it, it was fixed, but it had a picture of Master P right afterwards. Funniest shit I ever seen. Why does Questlove always find this random shit? Do people send this to him and then he makes it known? Or is he really on the internet looking for all these things? I really don't know. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know what Thread is. Thread is Facebook's or Meta's copy-paste version of Twitter. Elon Musk spent $64 billion buying Twitter, and now this little twerp over here decided to copy-paste his shit and call it Threads and make it connected to your Instagram. I don't have an Instagram. I'm not getting Threads. Not my type of deal. And I don't believe in this whole idea that you can just copy. You literally copy-pasted it. You really did. And then you used your app and then used all those users to say that you have surpassed the app that you copied. I don't think so. CNN, in less than 48 hours, Meta's Twitter rival Thread has surpassed 70 million signups, unpending the social media landscape, and appears to have rattled Twitter enough that now it is even threatening legal action against Meta. He said he wants to sue, and I agree with him. But even as users sign up for the Threads in droves, with some clearly eager to flee the chaos of Elon Musk's Twitter, the sudden success of Meta's app could raise a new set of concerns. Meta has long been criticized for market dominance or monopolizing, and for allegedly trying to choke out the competition by copying and killing rivals' applications. Now, can they do that with Twitter? No. They can try. They're banking on the idea that all the lefty people are going to say, get away from Elon because he's crazy and Twitter's so crazy. That's all they're going to do. So he's selling the same shit, telling you to get away from the shit. Do you see how it doesn't work for me? If y'all that stupid to buy the same shit bagged up differently, y'all fucking dumb. He cannot tell you that Twitter's bad. He just made Twitter. He's copying everything Twitter does. And the fact that it's connected to your Instagram means that they don't want to start a new database. They're just going to mush the shit over. And have you seen everything that it keeps track of? They're watching your health. Why the fuck does a social media platform need to worry about my health? I don't know. Somebody help me understand that. It just doesn't make any sense. But that is the show. Tell me what you think below. How do you feel about Kevin Hart's new stand-up? Is it mids? Is it shit? How about Tom Segura's stand-up? Sledgehammer, how did that make you feel? How about this whole idea of Threads? Is this something that you're going to look forward to? I don't know. Hey, when I hear that, she go loco. Yeah, I hear it on solo. My name is Xabian. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Live O loves you. One.
And all she talk about is money, but it's suitable. I think her name was Carmen. She was fine as hell. I got